President Bush will address the United Nations tomorrow, 1 year after asking the UN to back him in confronting Saddam Hussein. This time, the president will be seeking more support for the U.S. mission in Iraq from the UN and its major members, many of which still resent the way the U.S. went ahead with its invasion without UN approval. It's just one of several challenges facing the president this week, from the growing field of Democratic presidential contenders to a Congress that seems more willing to go its own way. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another big speech for President Bush tomorrow in New York. What's he hoping to accomplish?
Well, the president wants to get the UN to help the U.S. reconstruct Iraq. He wants them to pass the resolution that's been proposed by the U.S. that would give a United Nations mandate to a multinational force in Iraq under U.S. command. The president also wants members of the United Nations to provide some money and troops to help out. And U.S. officials seem pretty confident, unlike the fight over the last U.N. resolution authorizing the war, that they will get approval for the resolution. And that is worth something in itself, since it puts the U.N. imprimatur on the occupation. But it's far from clear that the U.N. resolution will pave the way for any significant number of foreign troops or money from the allies. And U.S. officials are now suggesting that it's more and more likely that the U.S. will be carrying the vast majority of the burden in Iraq by itself.
A year ago, the president could go before the U.N. from a position of great strength at home, at least as measured by public opinion polls. Not so much now.
No, his standing has dropped. His approval ratings are in the mid to low 50s. His request to Congress for $87 billion more dollars to rebuild Iraq does not have majority support among voters, although the administration is still confident it will get the money from Congress. And the polls show lots of doubts about the progress of the occupation, lots of concerns that the U.S. will get bogged down, but not a big shift in opinion about whether the war was the right thing to do. Now, the speech the president made from the Oval Office recently unveiling the $87 billion request doesn't seem to have helped his cause, as other primetime speeches of his have in the past. Certainly, the White House is hoping that his speech to the UN tomorrow will have the same positive effect on public opinion in the U.S. as his speech last year did.
There are now 10 Democratic challengers to the president. What's the early line on General Wesley Clark's effect on the race?
Well, the early line is that General Wesley Clark might be a major factor. Theoretically, he has a big impact on the race. There are a lot of Democrats dissatisfied with the current field, and they've been projecting their hopes and dreams onto Wesley Clark, the anti-war general with moderate social views, and they see him as the dream candidate who can beat George Bush. But I think some of them may have been confused last week when he was unable to say clearly whether he would have voted for the resolution authorizing war or not. First he said he would have voted yes, then the next day he clarified that and said he was against it. He also hasn't said much about his views on domestic issues, although we should learn more about his positions when he joins the rest of the Democratic candidates in New York on Thursday for another debate, this one about the economy.
The California recall election is in court today on the issue of timing. The vote on October 7th could still be reinstated by the Federal Appeals Court.
That's right. We should know the answer to that as early as tomorrow. Today, the full appeals court will hear arguments about whether the danger of disenfranchising voters with outmoded ballot booth technology is so great that the election should be postponed to March, when new machines will be in place, or whether it should go ahead as scheduled on October 7th. Recently, Governor Davis's prospects appeared to be improving enough to change his mind about when the election should be. Earlier, he thought it would help him to have the vote in March. Now he says he thinks it should go forward on October 7th, and I think it shows you he is getting a little more confident, but still, everything in California is up in the air as it has been all along.
And Congress is back today from its Hurricane Isabel interlude, and the members are beginning to defy the president on issues like media ownership and overtime rules. Can the president reassert himself there?
Well, the president has been losing some votes when Republicans, particularly in the Senate, voted with Democrats against the overtime rules and the FCC ownership regulations, but not by big enough margins to override a veto. And don't forget, the president still has a firewall in the House of Representatives on many of those issues.
NPR's Mara Liasson.